Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Did you see the recent technology at an expo in Japan? They have a human washing machine now.
Really?
Yeah.
We've had that here for years. My wife is a human washing machine.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, this is different. It's a pod-like machine that you climb into, and it washes and rinses your entire body while you watch videos or listen to music. So, yeah. So they've gone from being kind of unusual with the way they use the bathroom over there to also the way they now wash their bodies.
Isn't that like a hot tub, I guess?
Well, that's the kind of what
are
they
explain. Are you tumbling around and that you got that barrel in the middle that's beating you up?
They say the process is soothing until you get to the spin cycle, and then you get very dizzy. At the end, it's got that little tone that plays for you.
So is it like a car wash, but it's a washing machine?
It's not like the Jetsons or a car wash. You don't like go through it. It washes and dries a person's body in about 15 minutes. Here's the way it works. Okay, the user steps into the enclosed pod, which resembles a cockpit or capsule. I guess not like a washing machine from Maytag. Could you imagine just sitting there and your head's up and it goes through that? But the pod fills partially with warm water. High-speed jets with micro bubbles are used to clean the user's body. Sensors in the seat measures the user's pulse and other biological data in real time. So you can just see how that's affecting your body. And then AI uses the data to adjust factors like water temperature and pressure. And it plays that relaxing music for you, like I said. You can watch calming visuals.
Does it wash your face and head?
And behind?
Well,
it's definitely going to get your behind because you're sitting down and flooded.
Yeah, but it's testing out your heart rate. Does it go up? Whoa!
That jet hits and all of a sudden your heart rate spikes.
Yeah, you can see it in real time, apparently. But it's about 15 minutes and the water drains. And then the warm air circulates and dries the user off.
Oh.
So you are washed and dried within 15 minutes.
I have more questions. What about my hair? Is it going to be poofy or is it going to be fixed?
That's on you. I mean, you need to fix your hair after you get out.
If it's drying it, though.
I mean, you're inside a pod, so I'm thinking.
So it's just going to be like windblown hair.
I don't know. I mean,
Hawk,
he doesn't
details.
Know. He doesn't have any idea.
Well, I mean, would you? It just came out at, I wasn't at the Japan Expo, for goodness sake. I mean, I was at the jockey lot the other day in Anderson, or I can tell you about the barnyard flea market over in Greer.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to your research, you can get a flight to Japan.
I guess so.
Or at least a video so you know the answer to
it. Well, you can Google the video yourself.
What's it called?
It's by Science Company. It is a washing machine now.
I mean, we're not going to ever have this in America, so don't worry.
Human washing machine. Well, they say that it's going to be used for hospitality and hotels, healthcare, also for older folks, even for personal homes use in the future. So this could very well be in your house.
I'm not seeing anything about how they're going to fix my hair.
It's not...
That's all I'm worried about. Yeah. I don't want to come out of this thing looking like a poodle.
Well, I mean, that's the main reason you take a shower.
Thank you, well, because my hair gets greasy.
But this is a washing machine. Maybe they'll invent something where you just poke your head out the top, like a washing machine, and you're just sitting there. And then well, in the spin cycle, when that happens, you do spin around your head, just spin.
Yeah, you get curls.
Well, I'm just doing this from my own imagination because I really don't know what we're talking about completely. But I would enjoy something like this.
Okay.
I would enjoy having something where I sit down and it washes me clean, and then I get out and I'm clean.
Yeah, you don't have to scrub or do anything. It's like, you know, you have a hard time getting your feet washed, you know, like Tom does. He has to throw the washcloth down there and just rub his feet on it.
We are really getting lazier.
Yeah, I know.
And maybe they'll make one that's in your bed. You just push a button when you wake up and it encloses and washes you and dries you and then dresses you.
Wow.
It's kind of like a popped water bed. At least half of it.
Yeah.
Just add some soap in there. Mm-hmm. Spin around in circles like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
You know, they have a laundromat, so you can go try this out now. You just have to climb into it.
Yeah. Don't use that to new and improved Tide, though. That'll irritate your skin and your body.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
If you don't own a dog, it turns out you could be missing out on some serious benefits to your life. Now, there's a lot of reasons people don't own dogs, and I can understand that. For me, I feel like the trade-off is well worth it. There are some things that make owning a dog tough. You got to have them taken care of when you go out of town.
Yes.
They are definitely hard on your schedule. But these are four big reasons that a dog can positively impact your life.
All right.
First of all, they give you structure and routine, like getting up in the morning to feed them, going on walks that you might otherwise let slide if your dog wasn't depending on them. They help you have structure and routine in your life.
I definitely think having Coda in college helped me stay out of trouble because everybody else would keep partying and I'd be like, I gotta go get my baby.
Yeah.
I
had that happen too. I had my little dog Norbert, little Pomeranian, and I would be like, at some point, you're like, I gotta go home and let the guy out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will say this though. It's like this morning at around, I'd say 3 o'clock, I hear a, and so I had to let Otis out 3 o'clock in the morning.
Now, a lot of that has to do with trying to schedule if you can get him to go out before bed.
I did do that. It's just one of those nights where he got me up in the middle of the night.
Well, your choice to be woken up by an animal is either that or the where they start gagging.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'd much rather have the
at least warning me that, hey, I'm going to make a mess if you don't let me out right now. What if humans did that? You know, if you're like in school or something and...
Well, I do it in here. Okay. I'm like, ooh.
Just make a noise.
I gotta go.
Another advantage that owning a dog gives you is companionship. Yeah. Having a dog by your side can ward off feelings of loneliness, and some people even use their pets as sounding boards or to spill secrets they don't want to trust anyone else with.
But there's nothing worse than you're pouring your heart out and your dog goes, like you're bothering them.
Like, that's probably a new dog.
But it is great when you go home and there's no one there but the dog and they're coming up. They're happy to see you. Yeah. You do feel like it's another person.
Another thing is the mood boost. A lot of dog owners say they feel joy from interacting with their dog. They get happier just by looking at their dog. It doesn't even have to be doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of that is because dogs seem to live in a perpetual state of joy or relaxation. So anytime you look at them, they're generally happy, and it makes you feel a little more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, well, this guy, he's okay with things. Maybe I'm okay with things.
That's because they're living rent-free. They don't have to worry about their next meal. They don't have to get up and go to work.
Yeah, but look what they're eating.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
And they eat their own poo.
That was by choice. I tried to make him stop. It was weird.
Someone would have to pay me to do that.
And then connection. Dogs can help you meet and connect with other humans, too, like on your daily walks or at a dog park. It's an easy icebreaker. I was single. I lived in Tampa. I would take my dog for a walk on this popular trail where everyone walked their dogs. And women would walk up, go, oh, it's a cute dog. What kind is it? And you had this interaction with people that was a positive thing.
I used to walk my Daisy at Falls Park, and she didn't want to be bothered. She would literally, I think she thought she was better than everybody else because we would walk through that park. She had her head stuck up high. She would not stop for anyone. She wouldn't let me stop. Yeah. She was on the track.
My dog is right the opposite. He'll go to anybody, and I'm afraid he's going to pee on him. Because he gets so excited that he's, you know, sees somebody else beside his family. And like I'm like, oh, he might pee on you. I'm sorry. That breaks the ice, though.
Yeah.
That's like, not mentioned on this.
He'll either lick you or pee on you, but he loves to see you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
A lot of times when we have this conversation, we get into some fun arguments here on the Hawk and Tom Show, and it's the way you pronounce words. Now, we've talked about, you know, pecan or pecan, library or library.
Huh?
Library or library. You got caramel or caramel. And you know what? I just thought of something as I was talking about just reading some of these. And I'm like, you know, you could probably just go to Google to see what the word actually is supposed to be pronounced, how it's supposed to be pronounced. Like I put in caramel. So is it caramel or caramel? And this is what I got. Here you go. Listen up. Let's see if I can do it.
Caramel.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Caramel.
Yay.
I thought it was caramel.
No.
The A is kind of sitting there. Pretty obvious.
I mean, I know which ones are correct. I use both.
All right. Let's see where you fall in this area, because they have a bunch of mispronounced or pronounced words that have two different ways of doing it. Coupon or coupon. Which way do you say it?
Coupon. it's a coupon. Coupon?
No,
coupon
or coupon. There's two different ways that people say it. Coup or coup.
I think it's coup.
All righty. How about
you're not gonna Google that one?
No, I'm not going to do them all. I mean, you can do this to homework on yourself.
I don't do homework.
Okay. Direct or direct? Two different ways of saying it. Like if you're from the South, I think it's direct. You go directly over there. Directly.
Direct.
Yeah. You got anti or?
Anti.
Anti, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like, that's my auntie.
Okay. Or you got the aunt there. They got aunt
that's
or
fancy.
Aunt. Yeah. Well, what's a fancy thing for uncle? Uncle? He's my uncle. But auntie or anti? I mean, that can go either way, right?
Anti, I would think.
I mean, well, we don't know, unless you want to Google it. So if you want to do that,
you're just like a teacher, don't even have the answers.
Exactly. All right, kids, what's 3 + 3?
You know what? You
four,
come
six.
Honestly.
I don't know. I just was asking you kids.
Well, that's what the article is about here. It's not like I decided to go on my own, do my own homework about caramel. I figured that one out for you.
Wow, you get a brownie point.
Oh, my gosh, a brownie sounds so good right now.
You know what? You may not know this, but I have a double minor and one in speech and psychology. And I actually taught voice and diction in college, believe it or not.
Wonder where those students are.
Dismantle the Board of Education.
I really do. I know a lot of people may not believe that, but I don't.
Oh, you're serious?
I don't use it anymore.
You never did.
You go with that. I don't use it anymore.
You go with it.
You talk for a living.
I know.
Yeah, I can understand. I took small engine repair, and I don't even cut grass.
There you go.
Yeah, but you don't try to do it still.
Is it cut grass or mow the lawn?
All right, these are some other words. How about often or often?
Often.
Often or often?
I remember reading that. One is like the old English way, but both are accepted.
Often. But all these are both accepted. That's why I'm saying there's no real, legitimate answer there.
No, because pecan is not.
Pecan. And people say pecan here.
Yeah. I got my pecan over here when I can't make it down the hall.
It's pecan.
You got mobile or mobile? Yeah.
Mobile, right?
You see, well, you hear T-Mobile, but, you know, some people say T-Mobile.
I'm a mobile phone.
Yeah.
I'll call you on the mobile.
Yeah. You know what? And that's the English. We talk about the English folks that say schedule. It's not easy. Yeah, schedule.
I say that.
Yeah.
Like saying it that way.
Oh, don't do that.
Talk to my son that way. I'll be like, is your schedule off tonight? And he looks at me because he's 6 months.
And
so he doesn't get it. One day he'll appreciate me.
No, he's looking at you going, what in the world have I got myself into?
How about this? The C-A-C-H-E.
I can't spell. What?
Cachet.
Is it?
Cachet.
Okay. Cachet or?
Cash.
Cash or catch?
It's not catch.
Well, that's what they're saying right here. I'm like, these are the different ways people say them. They may be saying them wrong.
That's wrong. Cachet or cash is okay.
I think I always say cache, but isn't it supposed to be cache?
I use cache because anytime you're talking about computer stuff, they call
it
a cache.
I say like Johnny Cache.
I say dollar bill instead of cache.
Okay. And then finally, I'm going to just end this because it's brutal.
Brutal.
Neither or neither. You can use either one of them. But I think neither is the fancy way, you know. Instead of neither. Neither one of us is going to come to the party tonight. Neither one of us is going to be there tonight.
Oh, you sound intelligent in the second one.
What about GIF or JIF for the little things online?
Peter Pan and Skippy.
Crunchy or what's the other one? Not crunchy.
I think the creator came out and said it was JIF.
What does he know?
He created it.
Oh, right.
He probably gets to name it.
Probably so.
It's short for graphic interchange file. So that's where it came from.
Thank you.
Which would argue GIF, but he says JIF, and so that's the rule.
How about adult or adult? Adult or adult?
I don't know. I haven't made it there yet. Adult.
Herb or herb?
Oh, that one throws me. Yeah. Because sometimes I'll say it one way, and I'm like, no, that's not right.
When you're cooking?
I don't know which one. Is it? Is a herb?
It's herb. Herb. Herbs and spices.
Herb.
Yeah. Why do English words have so many silent letters?
Weren't you the English teacher?
What
you
say?
I was not. I was speech, not English. I don't know how to spell, okay? I just know how to talk.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, it's time for one of our favorite segments here on the show. We haven't had it for a couple of weeks, but we're back today with nerd news.
Nerd news, nerd news, nerd news with Tom. Yeah.
We're going to start off with something that is going on right now. You may have been to a corn maze. Maybe you're planning to go to a corn maze.
Yeah.
Technology has drastically changed how corn mazes work.
I always wondered, how did they ride up in a plane and take a picture?
I wondered too, Kato.
I don't know how
they used to do it, but now they use GPS technology. Use it in two ways. Mm-hmm. And the old school way, which is already going away, was to take the tractor and put a GPS on it and to cut the field in the shape of the path that you wanted.
Right. It could be a big smiley face or something like that.
Now they're going a step further, and they're actually using the GPS when the tractor plants the seeds.
Oh.
So they don't have to go cut it later. It just grows place with the maze built in.
Aren't they missing out on profit? Because I thought it was just a full corn maze, and then they made it into the maze. I mean, a full corn field.
Right.
When they make it to the maze, they make all that corn they get to sell now that they're cutting down.
But it's easier for them to do it this way, so they're actually using GPS.
I'll be honest. I'd like a GPS when I'm in the corn maze.
I've never been in one.
But you get in there and you get lost. You're like, I'm going to be in here forever. And GPS, help me out.
I'd like to go.
I've never gotten lost in a corn maze, but I've not been able to find the spots that I wanted to find.
I've gotten left behind in a haunted corn maze, and I tried to hide in the stalks. And when I looked up, the spooky thing was just looking at me.
Yeah,
oh boy.
It's like, it's a terrible hiding spot.
Yeah.
All right, space news. There's an astrophysicist at the University of Maryland who has a new theory for why aliens haven't contacted us yet. And they basically say the aliens just don't think we're interesting enough to contact.
Well, look at us.
That's fair.
I mean, they're like, these people ain't got their act together. They're not really worth dealing with. It'd almost be like whenever you're going and you're looking at which table to sit at school lunch, and you look at the one table of the really dumb kids.
Oh, Tom, that's horrible.
You can't just wait till you talk to them first. Then you need to get up, move.
And then you're like, let's go sit at that table instead. That's what the aliens are doing. They're flying right by us.
All they got to do is look on social media.
I've seen the meme that says, hey, we're flying by Earth. Lock your doors.
Yeah.
Okay. In booze news. That could be its own thing.
Booze news with Tom.
Tito. Yeah. A study found that Ozempic blunts the effects of alcohol and keeps you from getting drunk as fast. So if you knew you're going out drinking with some friends and you didn't want to get too drunk too quick, you could, in theory, take Ozempic and it slows down the processing of the alcohol.
From what I hear, your face looks different. Isn't that what they're saying?
Well, let's say you would lose weight too. But
yeah. I mean, that would be horrible though for your body. I'm like, you're taking in more alcohol and you're taking Ozempic.
I don't know about that. It just it's taking the same amount, but now it's not processed as fast, so you don't get as drunk.
Sounds more expensive too.
Well, yeah, unless you already happen to have it as a prescription.
Well,
anyway,
if you want to drink and not get drunk, just do non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, because I mean, the reason you drink is not for the taste of beer,
right? But you might not want to get drunk as quick as you normally
you just
do.
Just have to slow down.
All right, in bird news, a study found that solar eclipse can reset a bird's biological clock. They're not real bright. Whenever the sun goes behind the moon and comes back out, the birds think it's morning again. They don't notice that it was only for a minute or two. They're like, oh, look, it's morning again. That's crazy to me.
Yeah. Huh.
And finally, in health news, an international team of researchers has figured out how to create universal kidneys. They're still perfecting it, but it would be huge for people waiting on kidney transplants because then anyone could give you a kidney no matter what their blood type. That would be huge.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to match up and get the right, you know, AB positive and all that stuff. It would make it a universal kidney. I don't know how technically they're able to do that, but that's pretty amazing.
They're growing kidneys? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, okay.
They already have universal joint.
That's, yeah. Okay.
It's really good to have good burgers.
Yeah.
There's one on Stone Avenue. They have multiple locations.
I covered that years ago.
They have Universal Studios, theme park.
Don't jump on my bandwagon. Come on, Hawk.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for the song now, guys.
Okay.
Nerd news. Wait, whoa. Get your clickers together.
Our snaps got off. I mean, you ain't even clicking, so you just
I was supporting... Nerd
that was horrible.
Nerd news.
Okay, one more time. One, two, and three. Nerd news. Nerd news. Okay, we just can't do it today.
With
sorry.
Tom.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, they ask people, what's something you won't do because of a scary movie that you've watched or seen?
I know one.
Okay.
I won't follow behind a truck with logs on it.
It does make you think every time.
I think of that Final Destination movie, and it's like, I'm afraid
That's
those true. Logs are going to come off.
That's okay. True. I don't either.
Now, right after watching a scary movie, people don't like going to bed immediately after without someone with them. Like, honey, you sleepy? Or going to bed with the lights completely off after watching a scary movie.
Heck no, I don't do that when I don't watch a scary movie.
Okay. So these are some of the top answers. Walk in a dark alley because they've seen something happen on a scary movie.
Walk down a dark flight of stairs.
Okay.
Because that monster's going to be chasing you down them.
I don't want to walk down a dark alley regardless
Thank
of
you,
what
Tom.
I've seen in
yeah.
a movie.
I was going to say I wouldn't do that to begin with.
Also walk in the woods. In the dark.
Again, it's nothing creepy. To do with a movie. That's scary whether you've seen a movie or not.
But you know there's something out there.
When we camped out, you had to walk through the woods, this path through the woods to get to the bathhouse to use the bathroom.
Okay.
And that'd be the middle of the night, and I got my little flashlight. And you can't see nothing.
Yep.
Yeah, it's scary, but I did it.
Yeah, I got you.
Now, what's funny is I can remember being a kid. I'm a Gen X kid. And we'd go camping in the woods, and we'd be riding our bikes through trails, and we didn't care at all.
No.
We were invincible, or so we thought.
They ask people what you wouldn't do because of a scary movie, go to a graveyard at night.
Again.
That's creepy during the day.
And not a scary movie has nothing to do with it.
I told you, my neighbor's got their whole yard decorated for Halloween, and it's nothing but a graveyard with these eerie lights on it. I walked out my house even this morning, and I'm like, God, that looks creepy. It's dark out there.
I've got to shout out to my neighbors right at the front of the neighborhood. They've done such a good job with the skeletons and the creepy stuff. In most of our neighborhood, there's a lot of different houses that have really stepped it up.
All right. Now, this where it kind of gets interesting. A lot of people won't ride theme park rides.
It sounds iffy at times.
Uh-huh. But just because of a scary movie?
I'm more of because of a scary video I saw.
Yes.
Remember that roller coaster at in North Carolina at, what's it called?
Carowinds.
It was showing how that one piece wasn't even connected and it was wiggling when they went by.
For me, it's those scary pictures they try to show you right after the ride. You're like, those people look scared going down that big old slope right there. People say they won't use a Ouija board after a scary movie.
Never will. Nope. I mean, do I want to be possessed?
Yeah. And again, not because of a movie.
Yeah, I won't even be in a house with one.
Yeah.
There was a cute little welcome mat that was a Ouija board that I saw recently, and I was like, I don't know. I don't even want to chance it.
That's great for Halloween, though.
That's what it was for.
So you put it on like a doormat in the front?
Yeah, it was part of Halloween decorations.
Hey, I know people that would do that year round.
Well, it's a good way to get rid of those door-to-door salesmen.
Especially, I bet you, the Mormons.
Okay.
They're like, I ain't going there.
All right. Now, what you won't do because of a scary movie, fly on a plane. Some people mention that.
I will say I cannot watch any flight movies, crashes, or anything like that if I'm if I have a flight planned.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't watch any news or any movies like that.
Okay. I know for me personally, I don't shower as much in the Halloween season or go into a bathroom that has the shower curtain closed.
Really?
I hate that that still messes with my head. Yeah. Like, I know there's no one in there, but is there?
Yeah.
Is
behind
there someone back
curtain?
There?
Uh-huh. Okay, I shower normal during the Halloween season. I was just trying to make a joke there.
Well, don't do that anymore.
Okay. And then swimming, people won't go swimming because of a scary movie. Hey, listen, those Jaws movies, they got about 15 of them. It's just scary. You feel something in the water. Even if you're Lake Hartwell, it's like you feel something underneath. You're like, is that a big catfish that's going to swallow me whole? Oh.
That's another one that doesn't need a movie to scare you, though.
Yeah, I can't let my feet, like in the lake,
because
I go to the lake often, and I can't let my feet just go straight down. They always have to be up, like where I can see them.
I'm the opposite. I'm fine if I'm in deep water. Yeah. It's when I can touch the bottom that I get creeped out.
I don't like that either.
With that mud feeling?
Mud and the weeds.
Well, and you think about, like, in the ocean, it's going to be a shark that gets you. If it's somewhere like Lake Hartwell, it's Jason coming up out of the water at the end of that movie, and he gets that, you don't remember that?
I do.
I still do. From the day I saw it, that was many years ago. I've not watched that movie ever.
Since the beginning of this month, I have rewatched. I have done a Friday the 13th marathon, a Halloween marathon. I rewatched the old Shining, The Fog.
Wow, I cannot.
I'm rewatching all these old movies. So, yeah, everything you're saying, I know.
What's your favorite series?
I'm not big on the series itself because once it gets past a couple of them,
right,
they start getting
silly.
Stupid for me. But I like Halloween and Friday the 13th.
I feel like Final Destination is one of the few series that kept going strong.
Yeah, but it's also one that I don't get into as much as the horror.
Yeah, but it's pretty scary. Yeah.
Well, what's creepy about that is that some of that stuff could happen, but the Conjuring series, all of those just keep getting creepier.
Let me tell you, Scooby-Doo. Those are scary.
We told you not to make jokes.
That ain't a joke, really. Some of those are scary. The movies, anyway. And then people obviously mentioned camping. They won't go camping after watching scary movies. And
I just saw that one of the Friday the 13th, the girl is in a sleeping bag, or the boy's in a sleeping bag. I can't remember.
Probably both.
And he... Jason picks up the sleeping bag and slings it up against the tree a few times.
With a person inside,
he's strong.
Is he getting exercise or something?
Can you imagine him at the gym?
Yeah, it's like got that mask on. He's doing some curls, grunting.
Trainer goes by and says, "Man, you're killing it."
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We talk a lot about AI in various different forms, and you've probably seen a lot of AI. You may even have been tricked by AI. You may have thought that those raccoons jumping on that trampoline were so cute, even though one of them disappeared at part of it.
Yeah, but the deer jumping.
Yeah.
Or the bears.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, that's pretty
Don't forget the ducks. I mean, they've all jumped on the trampoline at some point, and they're all AI.
But that video of the little dog bringing home the baby bear, that was real, right?
I can't promise you anything.
I hate the internet.
That baby riding an alligator?
I was definitely AI.
That was real. They were in Florida.
And the parents chase after, or the big eagle that swoops down and grabs the baby.
But the little dog holds on to the baby.
Yeah, that
totally
dog.
AI.
Have you seen the one where the baby is born and within seconds it gets up and runs down the hospital hallway?
AI.
No. Yeah, I mean, that baby is a track star.
Okay. As crazy as all that is, it's not the only way that AI is affecting our lives. People obviously writing reports in school with it. That's created a lot of stir. Teachers using it to teach classes. A lot of ways you can get AI to do work for you. Some of them legit, some of them sketchy.
You write a complaint letter, like to anybody, use AI. It makes you sound fancier and more important.
Only it's problem good. Is okay. If they think it's AI, they'll ignore it.
Yeah, okay. Well, but,
so you got to make sure it looks human.
Well, they're going to ignore the normal one I write anyway.
Y'all suck. They'll probably get more interest in that than they would to the chat by one. But that's where it gets really interesting is people are also using AI chatbots as companions. Some people are using them as friends. I don't even see anything wrong with that because chatbots on AI are very positive. They tend to encourage you. The only time it gets into trouble is when you want to do bad stuff and it's that friend that's saying, yeah, go ahead and do it because it doesn't understand always which things it should and shouldn't encourage you on.
Yeah, but this is not weird. Think of the people you talk to online, you know, through the gaming systems kids talk to with their headsets. They don't know who those people are.
That's true. Yeah.
So what's the difference in talking to
a chatbot?
A chatbot that could be somebody.
Yeah,
but it's
you
not.
Know what? There could be some guy sitting there in an office, and he's responding to everybody.
Well, no, it's not like that. This chatbot is a program.
Think about all the money you would save on dates and stuff.
Like, okay, well, that's a whole other section. That's what I want to talk about romantic relationships with AI chatbot companions. 6% of people said they have already started a romantic relationship with an AI chatbot companion. Now, 8% they said they probably would not do this. 81% said definitely not. Younger men between the ages of 18 and 44 are the most likely to say they would have a romantic relationship with a chatbot. That's a little bit far for me. That you're not having
a real
romantic relationship. I can see just the friendship relationship. That yes. I mean, there's an upside to having someone who boosts you up and makes you feel good, having your tout man.
And I think that's part of it. That AI is not going to argue back with you. That AI is not going to be like, I told you 3 times that's not a good idea. And look, you know, I got yourself hurt. Now we got to go to the hospital.
And you think about, hey, what do you want to eat tonight? And they give you an answer right off the bat. And you're like, that sounds good to me. Let's go.
But is this going to cause bigger problems down the road having an actual live human contact? Because I'm watching the Ed Gein story on Netflix and his companionship don't talk back either.
Okay, I don't
it's
know.
Creepy.
I'm not familiar with
I'm
that.
I'm just saying.
Show.
What is that?
Huh?
Who's Ed Gein?
He's the guy that's the guy kind of that influenced the movie Psycho, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and
so he's a serial killer.
Silence of the Lambs, yes.
Oh, well,
so that ain't good.
Puts the lotion on its skin.
But, I mean, his companionship that he chooses, and I'll just let you watch it because I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, he would have been a lot better off with a chatbot.
Well, yes, but does a chatbot lead to anything else? Because you get used to talking to someone that's not alive.
You didn't have one, and he turned into a nutball.
Have y'all seen the video of the AI robot, and it says, my robot, after 30 minutes of me venting to it, and it's like stumbling down a hill, and it looks like it's all messed up.
Yeah.
These poor AIs, they're not prepared for the not rightness of us.
Listen, we're getting duped all the time talking to computers, not even knowing it. Like, if we do, like, complain or something, you got some chatbot from a company writing us back trying to make us feel good.
Well, over 10% of people said they think they could form a deep emotional bond with a chatbot, but only 6% thought it could be romantic. Now, women were less likely to think that a romance with a chatbot was an acceptable solution, but women did say they felt like chatting with a chatbot would probably lead to a more to a better conversation than the conversations they have with their husbands.
Well, of course.
Really? I mean, oh, wow.
Yeah, the husband's not even listening.
The husband's like, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. You're right, honey.
Uh-huh.
But that's kind of scary. I could see women turn into chatbots as someone to talk with because they would listen to them, agree with them, and talk back.
Now, does this chat box talk to you, or are you having to read what it says?
No, you can program it. Just, I mean, you can choose whether it's like your phone. You can make it talk or type. Cool. It'll just talk with you.
Can you choose like an accent or
you can.
A gender?
You can.
It'd be like Alexa's already all around you in your house. I mean, stalking you.
Yeah, but her voice gets on my nerves.
Every room.
No, these have got all different voices. You choose what you want. You get it to sound like you want. You get them to behave like you want. It's really perfect.
Okay, well.
Cato's signing up today.
Not yet. Not yet, but I'm falling for it.
I mean, there's
you're
definitely things
her.
That can make you, especially if you're really lonely. And you get a chatbot friend, and they're like helping you feel less lonely.
I'm not lonely.
I think it could be useful for old people.
That's true.
So when they're in their homes and they're like, you know, they want to talk to someone every day, talk about the weather, whatever.
But then it'd be like that SNL skit where she's like, Alexis, what's the weather outside? 67 and sunny. I don't know about that.
That's all right. They're having conversation.
What's the weather in my house? 102.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to find that.
Oh, yeah, that's so funny. We should do that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Well, have you heard about the zombie deer? No, you haven't.
I've seen something years ago of this deer that was walking by one of those trail cameras, and it looked like its back had been cut way open.
Ooh.
And it shouldn't be still alive. But that's the only zombie deer I know of.
Wildlife officials have confirmed a second case of chronic wasting disease called zombie deer disease.
Is this like mad cow disease?
Yeah. With deer. It's just weeks before, you know, you got the hunting season coming on strong. Sounds like a movie, though, kind of like, you know, zombie deer disease. It's Bambi meets The Walking Dead. You know, make sure that you actually shoot the deer and hit the, I guess, brainstem to make sure that it is dead officially because, you know, you shoot that deer and all of a sudden it gets up. Oh,
that'd be awful.
But no, it's a thing that's going on that they're saying that's a kind of concern. Now, they say that it is not known to be spread to humans, but scientists are concerned about the possibility in the future that it could be spread to humans.
Yeah, mad cow is horrible because it did spread to humans.
Yeah. I mean, was that cow had to be super mad.
Yeah, that's why I only go to Happy Cow. Get it? Happy Cow Creamery.
Yeah. Well, I hate you both. Sorry.
Got mad cow disease, you got swine flu, you got bird flu, all these animals, you got all kinds of stuff going on. But this is zombie deer disease. Now, here's the symptoms. So you might be out. Let's say even you might have hit a deer with your car.
And then it just gets back up.
It gets back up, yeah.
I've seen that happen, but not like the way you're describing. A lot of times deer don't get hurt as bad as you think they would.
Right. So weight loss with the deer, also lack of coordination and stumbling, drooping ears, excessive saliva, I guess.
Or saliva.
Salivization.
Whatever. I think you may have whatever it is.
Excessive saliva. And they say excessive thirst and urination. And a blank stare of zombie-like appearance. So kind of like Cato after a Friday night with his friends.
It's usually Saturday morning. That's how I feel. Just dazing off.
Yeah.
Saliva dripping out your mouth. You know, you got me thinking with all these mad cow and swine flu. You know,
chicken
you got
pox.
PETA. Yeah. PETA protecting the animals. Who's protecting us from those animals? They're just spreading diseases like crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
well, that's what this is designed to help us watch out for it.
Well, the problem is it's hard to get the mask on the animals. They won't wear them.
They won't get their shots like they need to.
I mean, that's the problem. That's why it's spreading so fast, y'all.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
If you are a hunter and you're out there in the woods and you see a deer or a big group of deer coming, you know, slow, walking, staggering, sliving all over the place with drooping ears.
If they're asking for some of your water.
Yeah. Peeing all over the place. Then you may be in contact with a zombie deer this season.
Stay in that tree.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.